You know, ever since I arrived in New York, there's been so much controversy about my poems, whether they're serious or humorous, that I thought I would tell you folks how I go about writing a poem. And the title of this essay is called, How to Write a Poem, by Henry Gibson. First of all, and probably most important, is to pick a subject for your poem. Now, most subject pickers go about this by making lists of what they see out the window. Of course, if you're just starting out in the poem business, you might as well take the easy way and consult your favorite dictionary, preferably one of those big unabridged types like you always bump into when you enter the library. Next, close your eyes and stick your finger between two pages. Be careful not to peep, because if you do, the poem won't turn out. Then, open the book and jot down the word that is nearest your finger. Third, close your eyes again, just like you did in step number one. Fourth, close the dictionary, remembering to pull out your hand before you do. Fifth, relax for a minute and figure out how the two words are related. For example, if the first word is feather and the second is policeman, you gotta take time and figure out what they've got in common. Then, write down your reasons in simple sentences, making sure that they do not rhyme. Nowadays, almost anybody can write a poem that has rhyme or rhythm. Of course, honest to goodness poem writing's like catching a skunk. You make up your own rules. Then, state your conclusion and dream up a title to put at the top. That's how to write a poem. Yes, that's how to write a poem. Except for one last thing. Be sure that first, you learn how to write.